Bobby Rivers, alone in a world that doesn't want him. We can rebuild him, make him better than he was before. Better, stronger, blacker, mocha.
Bobby Rivers here with Mocha, man of a certain hue and age. That's what the letters stand for. I am so glad that you are back with us for this podcast. I would not be able to do this podcast if not for the fabulous talents and love of Keith Price.
Oh, hey, Bobby. How you doing, Mr. Man?
How are you doing?
I'm groovy, mister.
You know what? I have got... You need to check your email later.
Uh-huh.
Or no. You know what? I'll post it.
Should
I'll
I do
post
it now?
On my Facebook page.
I could do it now because you know what? We're all modern and everything.
we've still got it. But later on, check my Facebook page because a lot of times while I'm still seeking for that next gig.
Yes.
I will go like to the real estate section of the Los Angeles Times or other publications, and they'll have photos of what celebrities purchased a new apartment or are selling a house, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this extraordinary home that is being sold, and the asking price is, I believe, like $47 million.
Is that all?
Right. I will post the article, which has pictures of this fabulous, fabulous home. You will never guess who this home belongs to.
$47 million.
I know, right? A huge pool in the backyard. The living room, I swear, the living room is the size of most Broadway theaters. And you know who's selling that home?
Who?
Vanna White.
Stop it.
I kid you not. I mean,
honey, okay. That letter twirling is good,
see,
honey.
I have met her. A lovely woman. One of the luckiest white women in show business. And why? She doesn't even have to know how to spell. The tiles light up. They light up.
Let us not be shady.
The Reading Rainbow, LeVar. A lot of good did me. The tiles light up.
Come on, Bobby. Let's be nice.
Oh.
You know, because sometimes...
And you know, okay, and folks, if you heard the previous podcast, this is why I sit in the backseat looking like Imogene in Paper Moon. I tried to push her out of the window once, a little rock.
I can't get that visual out of my head.
God bless you, Vanna White. Luckiest white woman in showbiz.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
It's true. It's true. Okay. I just want to say two words and you will go, Lord, net neutrality.
Oh my goodness. Oh. I'm not happy about what this is. This is making me very nervous.
Making me crazy. And let me tell you, it could change when those Republican men realize that it takes longer for them to log on to Grindr before they go home to the wife and kids. They may change their minds. That's all I'm saying.
Mind your businesses, people.
Mind your business.
Stop trying to make a profit off of everything. You know what? I was just wondering the other day when all of this stuff was going down and people were getting crazed and it was coming to this place. I was like, didn't Al Gore create the internet or was part of the creation of the internet? And if that's the case, where has he been? Because I would be kind of mad right now if I were him, personally speaking.
Say something, because now, this is for you classic film fans. It's like Mr. Smith goes to Washington. Well, we're now the Edward Arnold character is taken over.
Ugh.
Is there? Oh, Lord.
Man.
Now
I'm down, Bobby.
I know. Okay. All right.
Come on, pep me up, Daddy.
Well, okay, we've gone through two items. We went through Hollywood homes and net neutrality. So we did not start off with sexual misconduct. But, and I was going to, right before we got to the microphone, I said, I'm just not doing sexual misconduct today because, you know, these names keep popping up. Okay, now it's like Mario Batali, Tavis Smiley. I was not going to do it until I looked at Variety and saw an article.
About
the affair Matt Lauer had at the Today Show with a Today Show production assistant.
No.
And it's not like...
No.
Okay, it's not an investigative report because most of it was written by her. She has since moved on with her life and got married. And she said all the sex in his office was consensual.
Wow, good for her.
And so me, you know, all those years that I worked at WNBC and having worked with Matt at WNBC before he went network, and I'm reading this going, that office must have been, he had a button under his desk that could lock the door. They wouldn't even give me a desk. They wouldn't give me a desk.
Nor a cubicle.
No, nothing. Every day I went to work there, I was like, I'm wandering around like Anna Tefka and trying to find a
place. Shout out Danny Burstein. Shout out. Own. That's a shout out for Danny Burstein.
I could sit down and type.
I'm sorry, you'll have to take the exclusive executive office near the bathroom. A.K.A. the stall. I'm trying to work in here.
I'm working here. But if you read that article in Variety, you will say, okay, this is the stuff that makes us people of color just want to kick puppies. Because
we are, I mean, we're mad. Come on now. We are angry, yes, but we're not going to hurt the puppies.
No, we're not. We're not. No, I would just say that we would never, ever, 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 ever do that. But,
well, we sure because we could slap
some of
a
us,
bitch,
the
though.
The only work that we've booked lately has been walking puppies. Right?
Right?
Right.
Oh, God. And they're so nice. They're anyway.
I'm grateful that that's the cash that I've been making. But you know, and if you folks are coming to the podcast for the first time, you know, I've mentioned this before, that WNBC approached me to come work for them on a new show, and I was one of the original talents with Matt Lauer, and it was local. It was a WNBC News, a weekend show called Weekend Today in New York. Now, I went to them with over 3 years of national TV credits, my VH1 talk show. I have my own talk show where I'm talking to people who won Oscars, Emmys, Tony Awards, and Pulitzer Prizes. So I get over to WNBC, I sign the contract, and then like the show goes on and they decide, well, you really don't have the skills to cover entertainment reports. So we want you to go to shopping malls and street fairs and be funny. I'm like, what the?
And then all of a sudden you hear that sad Price is Right tuba music. Dun, 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 dun.
Exactly.
Then she just poor Effie sitting there in that step moment where she says, what about what I need? What about what's right for me?
Exactly. And so what I did not mention before was that because, you know, I've been ambitious about my career. Mm-hmm. I thought, and this is what I was hoping would happen. I would work on the show on Weekend Today in New York and do entertainment reports because they said I would be able to do film reviews and interview people in theater and do celebrity interviews, you know, kind of, you know, an extension of what I did for VH1. And I wanted to move up and become, if not the first, one of the first Black people to be an entertainment contributor on the Today Show. But that didn't happen. They decided to save that spot for Billy Bush years later. And the thing is, and why I wanted to do that was because in its first 50 years, and the Today Show premiered in 1952. So from 1952 to its big anniversary show in 2002, only two black people worked on air for the Today Show. Brian Gumbel and Al Roker. Only two black people. And, you know, I guess people just assumed that they were the only two in the country who wanted to work on the show. Hell no! Because I quit. I started in 1992, and I quit in 1995 when they told me I would never be full-time and I would never be moving up. So,
because we've already got a funny black guy.
Exactly. I said, oh, yeah?
He likes
Is
film,
he
too, they say.
And he talked to Norman Mailer? Come on. So, I'm reading the Matt Lauer article. And the woman who, she looked like a younger sister to Katie Couric. So she wrote that she watched the Today Show in the late 90s, and she always dreamed of being like Katie Couric. So she was able to get the fax number because we weren't really doing email at that time, mm-hmm. like 1998. She got Katie Couric's fax number for her office, sent Katie a fax. A month later, she heard from Katie's office. Hi, Katie would like to talk to you. She talked to Katie. Katie hooked her up with an internship. And a few months later, she moved to New York to be an intern on the Today Show. So within a few months, she moved up further and faster than I did. Okay, now ask me what she majored in college.
What did she major in?
Gymnastics.
Hey, that's a good thing. Hey. Matt like him limber, honey. Get me up in there being stiff, baby. You gotta break your back for honey, Matt Lauer.
reportedly, allegedly.
Allegedly.
And I think, okay.
Not according to Miss Zanone's situation, she says was consensual.
Exactly.
That's what she told Variety. So, what are we alleging?
Right. You doing loopy loops on the monkey bars and got a gig at the Today Show.
Well, clearly.
But they did not think that I could review the movie Philadelphia.
I'm just saying, you know what it means. You should have taken that damn gymnastics class back when you had a chance with that elective.
Hello.
You had to go and take another film critic studies class. Go educate yourself instead of doing the things that young girls should be doing, getting themselves flexible.
Makes me want to holler.
But again, you know, she clearly had moved on and now has dragged herself back into this whole situation.
Yeah, because I guess now that they just want to hear from all of the, well,
she was just a small town girl with a gymnastics scholarship from Temple University.
Small town girl on a
Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Looking for the fight of a life. Woo! Yes, she was a maniac, I bet.
Lord have mercy. You know,
because I'm, again, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Matt likes him with a little spice, allegedly.
Well, couldn't hook a brother up.
You think after?
I'm sure. You know, she's probably in the office looking at, you know, being all Nadia Comaneci. Who's the black man back there looking like Imogene? Oh, that's Bobby Rivers.
That's Bobby Rivers.
Pay him no, never mind.
Don't worry about him, baby.
Don't worry about him. No.
You just come right back over here to Uncle Matt. I'm sorry.
He's going to be doing a live show.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Okay, well, the Golden Globe nominations are out.
Yes.
This is all confusing. Well, I mean, because not confusing, but, you know, for years, I always think that the Oscars have more cachet. To me, this is just me personally, the Golden Globes are like a high school reunion. You know, everybody's mm-hmm. eating and drinking, and it's still kind of a popularity contest. But with the current nominations that came out, and the current climate about diversity and inclusion. Lord, let me see. They got a mouthful from Jada Pinkett Smith.
Again?
Again, I know. It's like, okay.
Who's she mad about now this time not getting something?
Yeah, now she's mad at the whole Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Mm-hmm. They hand out the Golden Globes, mm-hmm. the HFPA, because there was no nomination, as she said, no nomination for Tiffany Haddish, nor did they even look at the movie Girls, Girls Club. What was the movie?
Oh, The Girls' Night Out.
Yeah, they didn't even see the movie, which I said, you know what? That's probably true. Also, there were no nominations for The Big Sick, which was one of my favorite movies of the year. Mm-hmm. And I'm still hoping that that gets an Oscar nomination for Best Original Screenplay. And Holly Hunter should get a nomination for Best Supporting Actress.
Nice.
Well, this is the same organization that did give a nomination to the movie Get Out, but mm-hmm. put it in the comedy category.
Because of the actual Jordan Peele's connection to comedy. That's probably the only reason why.
Here's the point I want to make. So Jada Pinkett Smith mm-hmm. got all mad at the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. It's like, girl, okay, I understand you're mad, and I feel you, I really do. But what we really need is, instead of your complaint going to press, mm-hmm. you need to get a good investigative entertainment journalist. Now, with the Academy, we know what members of the Academy look like. We saw the president of the Academy, Cheryl Boone Isaacs, when she was in that position for 2 years and tried to bring in more diversity. And we read the reports that the Academy was 90% white, 76% male, and the average age of the Academy members was 63. And so that's a point right there, because, you know, you have a bunch of highly paid 63-year-old white dudes on a Saturday night are not going to be the ones saying, hey, honey, let's rent a movie. What do you want to see? Straight Out of Compton or Fruitvale Station? So that's why she wanted to, Cheryl Boone Isaacs said, we got to make this more diverse. So that's what we need. You know, if members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association were sitting next to me on a downtown F train in New York City, I wouldn't know who they are. I've never seen them. We need to see who these people are.
There are only like, 30 of them. That's the thing. It's like a very small, small contingency of people that have gotten this party ensemble put together. I'm going to go on record and have...
If I want to see the group of people that sat through the movie Get Out and thought it was a comedy, I need to see who those people are, and we need to have a come-to-Jesus meeting.
But again, you know what? The fact of the matter is the film has been noticed, first and foremost. We don't necessarily agree with the category that it's in because we, as people of color, see this film. For me, it's a cautionary tale for every young black man in America, personally speaking.
Oh, for real.
I'm just saying, not nothing wrong with, because my partners have been, very, very white. However, yes. I'm not saying don't do. I'm just saying be very careful how you do. Anyway, as much as I would love Jada Pinkett Smith again, like I said, the last time that she got upset about what was not being seen as fair because, her husband didn't get nominated that year for an Oscar.
Because we saw the movie.
Well, yes. But what I'm saying with her is, again, you are here complaining about something, right?
Yeah.
And at the same time, Tiffany Haddish ain't studying nobody right now. Tiffany Haddish is gone. She's got sets to do. She's going on and making her comedy thing on. It's like if Tiffany Haddish had wanted to say she should be, let Tiffany Haddish be mad about it. And then at the same time, you are not the person, I think, personally speaking, that should be speaking for Tiffany Haddish. You know what I'm saying? If Tiffany Haddish wanted you to do it.
That's a great point, because Tiffany herself said, I'm not really mad because I'm not nasty like that.
No, because Tiffany Haddish right now is still wearing her little Alexander McQueen dress someplace that she was wearing on that Saturday Night Live thing. She's you know, focusing on making a career moment out of this. And it's like, she's got a lot of attention because of that film. And it was in a wonderful way for her. So the fact
that she got Girls Trip.
Yeah.
She stole that movie, apparently.
You know,
when I started reading reviews, they were all about her.
Exactly. And you know what? And she's very thrilled and very blessed and very happy moving along through that process, especially because she comes from the world of comedy. So she's stepping on to her next thing, and she's not worrying about what's-her-name's need to, like, jump in and have something to say.
Jada
Pinkett Smith. And it's like, again, you know, since this last kerfuffle with the Academy and your, you know, need to sit in your room with your ivory tusks behind you, trying to explain to the world how angry you are as a person of color. You know, I mean, it's like, baby, there's people in Flint that still ain't got no water. Like, you know, I would rather see you take your energy and put it there than spending your time worrying about people getting awards for film. Like, it's like, you know, the real people that do the work in film and the real people that do the work in theater and the real people that do the work, you know, in television, like, they're doing the work because they're doing the work. They don't care about right. The awards. The awards are just like the icing on the cake when it's all said and done. And yes, does it smart when you think you should be getting something, a little something on the special tip? I'm sure it will smart a little bit. But guess what? When you stop and break it down, when it's all said and done, you are probably still getting paid more money per week than most people are making in a year.
Oh, so, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if your career is moving in the right way with this whole scene, you know, the awards are really cute and fun, and that adds a little more to your cachet, and then you can ask for more money and ask for more things for your trailer and more things for your writers when you're doing your other appearances. You can have all of that, too. That's cute. I get it. But in the real big picture of what it is that you're getting to do, which is basically be in the world of make-believe and creating these great stories and creating all kinds of wonderful energies, it's like, spend some time doing that. You know, it's like, you know, if you're one of the things that the foreign press is, you know, mad because, you know, you're mad because they didn't recognize Tiffany Haddish. You know what? Tiffany Haddish is very thrilled that people are still talking about her. You know what I'm saying? She's working it for what it is worth. Excuse me. And, you know,
she's got Girls Trip. Has opened a new door for her. It really has.
You know what I'm saying? And
Girls Trip has opened a great new door for Tiffany Haddish. And she's got her memoir out now. Is that The Last Black Unicorn?
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So she's not living right now to worry about Miss Thing's issues with this. Because when it's all said and done, Jada Pinkett Smith, really, what have you been doing, baby? Not for nothing. Like, you know, are you creating, like, some programs so there's, like, places for young black women who want to do something in film that they can do, they can learn from, that, you know, are you doing something in Watts that you set up for people so folks of color can get these opportunities to learn about film in a way that they wouldn't get to learn because, you know what, people in Hollywood are not reaching out to them and to other neighborhoods and to other places and other communities. Like, is there something else that you could be doing that would be really beneficial with your star power than whining about the fact that someone's not getting awards? Like, ay, 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 man. Like, stop with the award nomination recognition. You know, the fact that you got snubbed sometimes is probably the best thing ever for your career. You know what I mean?
I sure do. That is a really good point. I know this really doesn't relate to Jada Pinkett Smith, but I thought of this because of what you said about giving somebody else a helping hand. Did you get to see the Carol Burnett anniversary show?
Yes.
All right. That was so much fun. And and my late mother would always talk about this, and she loved the Carol Burnett show. I love the Carol Burnett show. You love the Carol Burnett show. And what Mom really loved was something that Carol Burnett did, but she wasn't the only one. Jack Parr would do it. Other hosts on TV would do it. They would see somebody really talented, some unknown talent, and bring the person onto the show.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have anything to gain from it financially. They just want to, listen, I want to share this talent with you. That was my introduction to Bernadette Peters.
Wow.
Carol Burnett had Bernadette Peters on the show, and my mom said, oh, girl. This chick can sing. And a Jack Parr bringing on an unknown singer named Barbra Streisand.
Mm-hmm.
We really don't have a lot of variety shows. We have audition shows, so everybody's a new talent. But a show where you have an established talent who says, look, I saw somebody who just really knocked my socks off, and I just had to bring that person on as a guest.
Well, the last time we had that, I believe, is that how we got Justin Bieber? I'm sorry.
You know, if I was on TV.
But really, though.
I would love to be doing that. Not that I'm a big TV celebrity, but you know, that when I was on Good Day New York on Fox 5 in New York, that I put a couple of guys on, and one of them wound up on Broadway.
Yeah. It's just, I mean.
It's Lemon. Oh, gosh. I'm forgetting his name right now. He went by the name Lemon. He wound up going into Def Poetry Jam on Broadway, and then wound up making movies.
Wow.
Yes. And how did that happen? I put him on. I was doing one of my live segments for Good Day New York. I let him do some slam poetry in one of my segments, and Russell Simmons happened to be watching TV when I guess he was resting up. saw this.
Please tell me we're still going to get to talk about some of that. Please, please, please.
And he brought him into Deaf Poetry Jam. You know, before he allegedly went to yoga class and asked the women to take off their clothes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I'm Mr. Simmons. If I'm nasty, I'm nasty. Oh. Ain't that something?
Well, you know what? That's the thing, though. That's, you know, but I mean, again, it is about that moment, too, of offering that opportunity to new talent and not wanting anything or not standing in the way. It's like, you know, going back to the stuff that we never can seem to get away from every week. It's part of that same philosophy. Like, you know, just get out of the way of the people with the talent and just let them be talented. It's like it doesn't do anything but make you look like a really upstanding, fabulous guy. Because guess what? If, you know, you didn't expose this person to the whatever room it was or to whatever chef it was or to whatever producer it is or to whatever actor it must have been. If you are the person that could do that for someone and you choose to do it because it is the right thing to do to advance this person's artistry and their performance style or whatever, and you just stand in the way because you want to grope them or your mama didn't hug you, so you gotta deal with all of your mama issues, these poor young women. Like, you know, you were the fat guy in class or whatever, and you stayed fat for a long time, and then all of a sudden you lost some weight, and you know what I mean? Like,
and now you acted a fool.
Now you just acted a straight-up fool. Like, you know what? Then this is... You deserve the stuff that's happening to you because you're just stupid. That's just stupid.
Just, you know what? Just make a way for the talent and then go on with your life.
Exactly.
In a positive way. I mean, all of these allegations and sexual misconduct reports, oh my God. Oh my, the Harvey Weinstein reports were enough.
Wow. And you know, also, he hasn't surfaced at all. Have you noticed?
They made me angry. And they also made me feel sorry for myself when I realized that in Manhattan, a lot of potted plants are getting luckier than I've been.
Yeah, but they never were stars either, man. They took away their stardom. They had no more shine left when they were done with them, Bobby.
Oh, God.
They had no more shine, Bobby. No more shine.
I want Stray Hand to interview some of those potted plants. You know, where they're in shadow.
Oh my God.
And Stray Hand says, We altered the voice of the potted plant so it wouldn't be recognized.
Okay. Please, can we talk about that, please? And shout out to our girl, Robin Roberts. Hello.
At the highlight of the week.
You know, Robin Roberts just
wrapped it up perfectly.
She just tired, honey. I think she was exhausted, honey. Had her doing the CMAs and flying here and doing this and flipping that, honey. They just caught Miss Robin at a very tired moment.
I was so proud of her.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. Because, you know, I was wishing that I had that instead of like a spray can. I'd have been sitting there filing my nails and going, oh, so you black now.
Can I just say that?
So that's right. You black now.
Come on. First, we got to tell people what we're talking about. We're talking about the big Omarosa interview with Michael Strahan, the exclusive. Exclusive ABC Good Morning America interview of Omarosa as she's been freshly exited from the White House, crying like Effie White at the end of Act One in Dreamgirls. She didn't even get to hold the note, honey. The chorus came right in and swooped up in, and they closed that. Bye. Get out.
And Strahan, bless his heart.
He tries.
But he's still kind of like married to the prompter and the cue cards, you know? Because he's not a longtime journalist. He's an entertainer. He's a good entertainer, and he's done some acting. And, you know, he came from the sports world. But when you get to breaking news, and they give him cards, you know, like everybody on the news show has. And he'll look at the card and say, it says here that I have been a fan of yours for years. Tell me more about that.
Can I just say? When I saw that it was going to be Michael Strahan doing the exclusive Omarosa interview, I was like, wait a minute.
What?
Where is Robin Roberts? What? What happened?
Like in the middle of the week, she was probably flying in from someplace. It's like,
I'm not going to be bothered with her. Should you? I'm just getting off the plane in the morning and you want me to come in to work and then I got to come in and deal with that bullshit? Not today. Mm-mm.
Not today,
allegedly.
No. She was like, not today, Satan. Stephanopoulos could care less.
He's like, I'm not getting into this.
And it was before 8 o'clock, so Laura Spencer's not doing it.
They should have given it to her.
To read three news stories for pop news.
I'm surprised they didn't give it to her. That would have been, but, you know, I mean... Okay, wait. Let me just think about how I'm going to say this. It's not that I don't like Michael Strahan at all, because I think he's really a lovable human being. He's really sweet, very wonderful. And, you know, he's like when he's doing those segments where he gets to be fun and crazy, he's fabulous. And
he's just a big, good-hearted guy.
Exactly. I can't do it with you, baby. I'm sorry.
I know this is absolutely wrong, but whenever there's breaking news, and especially if it's breaking hard news from an international location, and he has to read it, there is that look of terror in his eyes as he's reading the teleprompter just breaks me up. I should not be laughing.
Come on, man. Because that could stand as a hard one if you're just seeing it fresh on the prompter.
Yes.
If you didn't have a chance to read your notes before the prompter. You know what? Again, do not hate the player, hate the game. That's all I can say. You know, I saw him do high kicks with the Rockettes, and I was very jealous.
There you have it.
So, you know what I mean? It's like, he's got his ups, his downs, whatever, how it works out for him. Shout out to Robin Roberts, honey, because Miss Thing was not having it today.
Oh, she was not having it?
She was not having it.
And she spoke for us all.
We need to find a quote, because
Because, you know, Robin Roberts is, she's a good woman, and she's so spiritual all the time. And that was the closest I'd ever seen Robin Roberts cut her eyes. I mean, because I was like, ooh.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. I went, Robin Roberts just cut her eyes and said, bye, Felicia.
She's red. It's like, it's almost like... She read her like a queen, honey.
Didn't she?
You better go on ahead, Miss Robin. How did you know?
This... All the pink sponge curlers fell out of my hair.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
I just think I don't have time for her. She said she has a story to tell. I'm sure she'll be selling that story. Bye, Felicia.
You know what? I want to see that on a loop at one of the bars while I'm having a cocktail.
I just said that you had to give it to me, Miss Robin. Miss Robin, she's not playing with you people.
Oh.
That's like, can I just say, and I know that this is going to sound real, real ticky-tacky a little bit, but you know, Robin Roberts really does make an effort to be as dignified as she possibly can.
And she is.
And she's very much so. But sometimes...
You just work her last good nerve.
She can't even fake that funk, honey. She's like, you know what? Bye, Felicia.
Baby, she just dragged you off the Harlem train.
She read you like an old queen, honey.
And you know what?
I'm living for you, Robin.
I thank baby Jesus that I was watching TV live when that moment happened. And when it happened, I became Oprah in The Color Purple. Oh, Sophia, home now. Sophia, home now.
You know, she has had it. Ooh. Robert Roberts has just had it.
Had it. Had it, baby.
Oh, my sweet Jesus. She was not in the mood for him. You know, and again, like I said, now I understand why she did not do that interview. Because personally speaking, if Robert Roberts had done that interview with Omarosa, now that we know that she had the Bye Felicia energy going on underneath,
honey,
you know that would have been her. She would have.
Omarosa's head.
She would have read her. She would have lost all of her objectivity and credibility as a journalist because she goes snatch
been
her
underneath the refrigerator, all through the. Oh,
she was gonna snatch her, snatch her, snatch her, snatch her. But I felt like.
I want that Robin Roberts moment put in the Museum of Broadcasting.
Exactly. Of course, Omarosa, of course, clapped back when she went to Inside Edition because, you know, that's how you get back at somebody at Good Morning America.
What she did
said
she
that,
do?
She said that her comments were quote-unquote petty and akin to a quote-unquote a black woman civil war. When I can tell my story, and it is a profound story, I know the world will want to hear. Girl.
Uh-huh.
Shh. Hush, hush, sweet starlet. Well, nobody wants to buy that. I mean.
The only one who would want to buy her book, if she writes one, is that Rachel Dolezal woman.
You are a mess, Bobby. Look at that. So we made it through this whole podcast without having a full-on mention. We were good, but you know we're going to have to give him a part two, don't you?
Oh, God.
We got to let him rest up from this one.
I'm just out of sexual misconduct energy. Y'all are wearing me down.
Oh, but we do have to talk about that next go-round, honey.
Oh, I can't. I just can't.
That's why we're leaving now. We're going to leave now.
All right, we leave now.
And come back
I
later.
I gotta wet my whistle. I need a Cosmopolitan. Come on, I will buy you one too.
Oh my gosh.
All right, people, we are headed out of here. Robin Roberts, ooh, girl, we love you.
Shout out, girl.
Shout out,
come,
girl.
Come hang out with us, honey. Come sit by us.
Please, please, please. Thank you for listening to Mocha, Man of a Certain You and Age. And as Robin Roberts would say, bye, Felicia.
Mocha.